Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Round, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And today, I am so glad that y'all are lucky enough to have this episode playing, because you're going to get to hear from one of the most amazing broker owners in the RE/MAX system. Crazy cool, and you will be hearing her name a lot in the future. Here's Florida's finest, Veronica Figueroa. Veronica, tell everybody hello.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me, Lee. It's always a pleasure, and I'm just so glad you invited me to be a part of this.
So tell the wonderful listeners of this episode what part of Florida you're in, how long you've been doing real estate, and any pertinent information like that.
We are based out of Orlando, Florida. Been doing real estate since 2001. And, you know, you can always contact us at thefigueroateam.com if you ever need someone in Orlando.
Awesome. So before you tell your story, which is fantastic and everybody's going to love it, just a reminder of the ground rules for the podcast, which are no F-bombs or GDs, because I'm allergic to those, but anything else flies. And any guilty parties, either give them a really, really fake name or just don't use names so that only they could identify themselves in your story. So with that being said, tell people what you have experienced that had nothing to do with pre-licensing class.
Oh, man, you know, I think every day we experience more crazy-ish shit. I think I'm allowed to say that word. In real estate, I think the last time we talked about squatters, we talked about, you know, you're never prepared for, you know, why files fall apart, you're never prepared for agents threatening you to kill you if it's a multiple offer situation and their offer doesn't get accepted because that's the one deal they're counting on for their mortgage payment. You know, I think that we can all share stories that are pretty intense, and those are just a few between having to get squatters out in your heels and being scared for your life to, you know, again, having people threaten you to just working with agents who have no business being in this business. I can go on and on and on. Tell me where you want me to start.
Well, let's see. If I were a consumer, I would probably be asking you about this whole squatter situation, because the average homeowner doesn't get to deal with squatters. That's only something experienced realtors do.
Yeah, I mean, I think people don't realize that squatters are a real issue. During our REO market and our short sale market, you know, if this ever comes back around at the intensity or the amount of abundance that we had, I'm sure we'll be so prepared for it. But, you know, we would literally have to inspect properties, Lee, and not even be, I don't think we were remotely prepared to see the amount of squatting and the amount of just unknown when you approach some of these bank-owned properties. What people don't know, or these agents who want to break into the REO market, they don't know what they're getting themselves into. We become babysitters, property managers, sheriff, deputy, eviction officers.
Don't forget all the cash outflow that we spend managing properties on behalf of banks and asset managers.
Absolutely. And then you become also, you know, you really become somewhat someone's, the bank's bitch. Really. Sorry. Am I allowed to say that?
That's so true.
Don't judge me because I said that, but it really is. It's like, you know, you're talking about doing BPOs to then having to deal with someone who has rights, who you know is not the owner of the house, who is living with no water. They've got jugs of water and using the bathroom, where not only are you now having to get this person out, now you're wondering, how am I going to get this property to be marketable after this squatter whose living conditions are definitely not the norm? And I'm still supposed to sell this for top dollar, right?
Absolutely, because you can work miracles, you know, magical like that.
Yeah, we're the miracle workers. But yeah, the squatter stories were great. You know, we had where we were being, you know, threatened with a bat from a guy who said he was in a motorcycle gang and he would kill us if, you know, we dared rekey the house. So that was one of, that one goes down in history too, you know, and then that same property where the squatter was, I remember an agent who called me because he knew my name and we had, you know, kind of networked through the industry, And he says, "Hey, I want that property. It's my client." I was like, "All right, baby." I was like, "Submit your offer, highest and best. You know, bring it." And I guess his understanding towards my highest and best, bring your best foot forward, meant he was gonna get it for his clients. And he literally called me, threatening me, and saying, "You don't know who the bleep I am, and I make this amount of money, and I will kill a person." I'm like, "Okay, well, I'm gonna go ahead and blackball you for my listings." And yeah, no, you didn't get it. Your offer didn't get accepted.
And nothing about you is acceptable, for that matter, dude.
Exactly. But no, you know, it's funny. You know, I have a very forgiving heart, so I've ran into him and actually ended up, you know, being someone who humbled himself and said, you know, I was in a bad place. And I said, you know, well, I hope you'll never get through that again. But he was part of my crazy-ish story of, you know, people who just aren't prepared for some of the things that, like you said, you're not taught in textbook in real estate, and what you really experience when you go to these houses and people live in horrible conditions, or, you know, you've got a divorcee who's just bitter and isn't cooperating with the sale, to, you know, one of my agents being accused with, you know, having the hots for the man because she's a pretty girl. Like, we see it all. I mean, we see it all.
And so, by the way, if you're listening to this episode, REO is real estate owned. That's what consumers call foreclosures. If you're a newer agent, you heard Veronica say BPO. That's a broker price opinion, which that's pretty much the reason that she would say that you feel like the bank's bitch, because they demand updated numbers from us all the time. Like, house prices are changing every week. It's kind of annoying, but it's so true, too. Like, you've mentioned a couple times how agents behave when they're desperate for a commission.
Oh, girl.
And how much crazy real estate do you think is caused by what I call commission breath, the people who cannot see straight or think straight because they need to sell a house to make their house payment?
You know, all the time. I mean, you see people. I heard a story the other day of someone failing to disclose to their client that it had a certain type of piping. You know, it's Christmas. They're hurting for money. They're wanting to get any kind of sale on the board. And I'm like, of course you have to disclose that. Why wouldn't you? Aren't you looking out for the best interest of your client? Oh, let me guess. I'm sorry. You're worried about your commission. Well, let me tell you this. The agents who succeed in this business are those who don't reek the fact that they're desperate for money. You know, when you're out there hustling, you have enough clients that you're working, you can actually, you know, that stank breath starts going away. But, you know, if you're on the brink of that one deal that's going to make or break it, you know, I tell people, this is not for everyone, and clients can smell that a mile away. The minute we start putting our own interest in it versus our clients is when I start getting really worried about our industry.
So let me ask you a question, because during the dark years, you and I were both doing a ton of short sales and foreclosures. And I caused a bit of a kerfluffle on the internet, which, you know, I really enjoy doing. And I made a comment that I felt that if you were a realtor, so a professional realtor who has subscribed to the code of ethics and takes this business seriously, that if you had gone through a foreclosure, you should have to disclose that. What would you have said to me if you heard me say that back in those days? Would you agree with that or no?
If the agent had to disclose it, you know,
Goes through a foreclosure, should he have to disclose that to a consumer? Do they have the right to know if the realtor they're hiring has been through a foreclosure?
I think that's something that would be fair to know. I know a lot of realtors who went through short sales and foreclosures. I could see a pro and a con to that. I'll tell you why. The pro is, been there, done that. I could tell you how to revive. I could tell you that, you know, you can bounce back from this, and, you know, how many people I've sold homes to that short sold and were able to buy again. And I was one of them, right? Give them that example. And at the end of the day, these are people, and I've seen people almost lose their life over worrying about paying a mortgage payment. And sometimes you just have to tell them, you can detach from a home. It's I know it's a home, but really what makes a home is a roof over your head with your loved ones. So never, ever feel like, you know, your material stuff are more important than your stability of your life. You can bounce back. That's one spin that I would have, you know, done. And I mean, I had a short sale. I had investment properties that we had to short sell. So I was never one to be embarrassed about it. And then the other one is, you know, maybe the consumer might think that you're not successful enough or competent enough. I don't know. I mean, just depends. I mean, we have Donald Trump as our president now, and he's had bankruptcies. And I mean, I guess it's not a bad thing to know that some people bounce back.
Well, see, it's like I think about it, and like a realtor, I think, who goes to a short sale, I think that's the most honorable thing that people did during the downturn when they had no other option and the mortgage was over their shoulders and the house was underwater and they had no option. That was the reasonable way to work through it. But then I think about my past as a stockbroker, and you can't have a Series 7 and manage somebody's mutual funds and bonds and stocks if you declare bankruptcy. So, because they say if you can't manage your own finances, how could you manage somebody else's? And so it's something that I always think about when we're talking foreclosures and short sales, because consumers don't really know how to gauge one realtor from the other, and we don't do enough in the state commission level to raise that bar. Now, the realtors, we're pushing to raise the bar, but state commissions have a whole different viewpoint on that, you know?
I agree 100%. And, you know, I could definitely see on the mortgage broker side how they were so involved in the rates and, you know, the, pushing of the products. I mean, I don't know up to what extent our involvement can be. And this is just a devil's advocate from a foreclosure standpoint of how we, once we sold the house, had any type of, you know, hell, I might even flip it around on you. Hell, if I went through a foreclosure, I'll tell you how to go through it and know that what your options are at this point, versus someone who's never helped anyone going through foreclosure to save them and help them short sell. So lots of different things, but you know, it's a really good point. I've never thought about it like that.
Well, see, that's why I saved this for your episode, because I love and respect you in the industry, and I figure we could go beyond a story and we could just, you know, hatch out ideas and talk about stuff.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I'm always willing to stir up a good conversation and look at things from that angle. I mean, at the end of the day, I'll be as vulnerable as possible. I've never had a foreclosure. I've helped many families who have, and one of my biggest pride and joys is that some of those families who lost their home are now new homeowners, and they trusted us enough to get them into a home when their time was right to buy again. Being in the industry as long as I've been, but I personally had a short sale, and I was one of those first timer, I guess, short sale agents that I was the person like, oh my gosh, I have to cut the grass at the short sale, even if I'm not living there, I'm gonna keep the lights on because I don't know what could happen. You know, I moved out. I would never want to feel like I was, you know, living in a place where I wasn't paying rent. Had I known, I could have stayed in that house 4 years. But, you know, the ethics in me and just feeling guilty, I felt like I need to go rent, you know, like, but I was watching that house and taking care of it like if it was still mine. So, you know, it's something that I was a victim of the crisis too. And you know, I can share that experience with, you know, I had two investment properties, and I'll be authentic and as vulnerable as possible and say it's not always been a walk in the park.
Well, and I think that as realtors, we would do a better job if we were more authentic about our businesses and about finances and stuff like that, because when all we do as an industry is run around saying that everything is rainbows and sunshine and glitter and it's always a great time to buy or sell a house, then that's not telling consumers, man, I know where you're at. It's like, my husband and I bought our house in December of 2007, but we're just now back to what we paid for it. So we ain't leaving anytime soon because we know what it was like to buy at the height of the market. And I love telling that story because if I had a crystal ball and had foreseen what was coming, like you, if you had foreseen it, we'd have made a lot of money back then but we were caught off guard like everybody else.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I will tell you this, it was a really dark era to see people lose their homes, see families break up. You know, we talk about crazy shit in real estate. We talk about things that might be funny or scary, but there wasn't anything crazier than to see how many families got disrupted or families just couldn't get through this just because of financial. So in general, my main crazy shit in real estate that I could say is it's never fun to see families lose their homes. It's never fun to see families break up over financial matters. And I love homeownership. I'm biased to it, but I always say your family comes first.
Absolutely. And it also means that we have to do a great job right now while things are still solid to remind realtors to save up for the next downturn, to remind consumers not to overspend because another downturn will come. And so it's a great time for realtors to get educated on how to help people through short sale and how do you manage a foreclosure so that when the next recession hits in, you know, 2 years or 3 years or whenever it is, that they can help families like you and I have helped families. Because I'm like you, those people I got through short sale are some of my most loyal past clients because we held their hand, and that it was a dark, dark time for them, and we had to just smile through it.
You know, and another thing is, I just was on a radio show this morning, and I was talking about millennials and or that husband and wife who look at each other and say, "Well, I'll cut back on this to make sure we can afford the house, and I'll cut back on this." You know, my perception on that is, I understand the sacrifice and the false expectations you might be saying because you're not going to get your hair done or your pedicure or your, going out, but why not live within your means? And I think us realtors need to do a better job of that. And unfortunately, we are oftentimes judged by this industry of having to have a nice car, and our appearance is important, and you want people to believe that you're successful. But my message to any agent out there who is in this industry and hasn't went through a recession is,
Get ready.
get ready, save your money, or be prepared and live within your means. Because I know I'm doing now. I'm in like hunker down mode. And reality is, you better be ready to outwork and outperform those who know how to survive in this crisis. Because there's a whole lot of agents who came into this industry. And yes, technology is great. Yes, all this social media stuff is great. But you can't out hustle hard work. And that's some crazy, crazy tip that I want to leave anybody who thinks that if there is a recession coming, they have more mailers so they can outmail people. You got to be able to outwork people like us, because we know what it is to survive the crisis. And I would be ready to go round two, and I know I'm going to be okay.
Oh, preach, girl. I'm all fired up now. Woo, amen, hallelujah. Woo, you're right, ah, I love you. Okay, so if anybody listening to this random conversation, which was very deep and powerful, but it's because you've got two powerful women brokers on here, if you need somebody in Orlando, y'all got to call Veronica and her team. Veronica, give them your contact information one more time.
All right, so it's Veronica Figueroa and the Figueroa team. You can reach us at 407-625-3749 and the www.thefigueroateam.com. But I'm also giving you my personal cell if you ever just want to talk real estate, 407-301-9574. Love connecting with agents from all over the nation.
Girl, that was a very fancy touch. I like it a lot. So I'm going to include all of Veronica's contact information in the show notes for this episode. So if you were driving and you got super excited about her personal cell, don't drive off the road. It'll be in your show notes, no problem. And then connect with her on social media. And if you're listening to this and you are a realtor, broker, investor, inspector, lender, or a consumer who's got your own life story, crazy story, the shit you've seen or heard in real estate, just give me a shout. Tweet me at Lee Brown or send me a message and we'll feature you on the show. But subscribe for more episodes and remember that real estate is so much more than what you see on HGTV, and a professional realtor is the only way to go. Veronica, I'm so pleased that you took the time, and I will see you soon.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.